Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by American Express.
Coming up on NBA Today, it was a high-altitude stunner over the weekend. How the hottest player in the league snatched control of the West from the reigning champs. And we are running back the most unbelievable Victor Wembanyama moments of the season. And trust, there are a lot before he claims Rookie of the Year. Plus, the Knicks, they reignite a rivalry tonight. Why Indy has one major threat that could end New York's dream season. Sorry, Stephen A. NBA Today starts right now. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Amex. Happy Monday, everybody. Hey. It's always great when we have these lovely ladies in studio. Kendrick Perkins beaming in from Houston. I'm Malika Andrews holding it down, of course, with Chinedu Ogumike, Ramona Shelburne. We're going to get to the heat that is coming out of right now. But first, the Wolves, they were running through the Rockies, and they were howling, Anthony Edwards is here, Chinedu. Remember, Chris Finch, he was behind the bench in this game after that knee injury.
He was doing his thing. He tried as best as he could.
But Anthony Edwards said, don't worry, coach. I got you.
Look, Anthony Edwards leads the postseason in fourth quarter scoring, but in this series, he did not let anything to chance. He had 25 first half points. He set the tone early.
On 10 of 17 shooting, no less, Chinedu, in the first half. Anthony Edwards keeping it going here. They got out to a huge lead.
Malika, he had 18 paint points. Ooh. And then he was lethal everywhere. Look at the handle, the mid-range, knocking down the threes. We always say it, he's 22.
So I thought that, you know, maybe we could take a break, go make some dinner. But, you know, it's a defending champs. Here they come.
Okay, third quarter, that's when the supporting cast stepped up. That guy, Karl-Anthony Towns, I think he started the second half 5 for 5. That was necessary after Anthony Edwards held them, bought them time. Jamal Murray in an uncharacteristic zero burger in the first half, but then he started going in the second, too.
He is so skilled, Chinedu. Watching him, that kind of finish, I was just reminded to say it more often.
Look, I'm learning from Kurt, because I said zero burger. I don't know. I've never said that before, but that was not a technical, and I'm glad it got rescinded.
Yes, absolutely. So he was given a tech for the stare down here. On the other end, Nikola Jokic going to work. Nas Reed, we're going to talk a little
pivot.
Bit more about him.
Sorry, it's not a pivot. I know it's basketball. It was a pirouette.
It was That's fancy right. footwork.
It was a, What's yeah, fun right? is it's not like he's so quick. He's just so agile.
So you mentioned the tech that was rescinded earlier. Jamal Murray, the and one, finger guns. By the way, that wasn't called a tech in the moment, as it shouldn't have been.
Thank
Let
you.
These men play.
Let them hoop. But this was the move of the night, y'all. Come on now.
That's that Aaron Gordon
Aaron
on him.
Gordon, tough switch, crossover, draw back, shoot the – oh, man, that was nasty.
But in case you didn't know, now you know Edwards, Murray, they're the only two players to average 15 points and 75% shooting in the fourth quarter over a three-game span in the last 25 postseasons. Excuse me, we have two words for you, Nas Reed.
Nas Reed, y'all. Legendary. I know there are rap beefs everywhere. Nas is one of the greatest for a reason.
14 points in 9 minutes in the fourth. Nikola Jokic gets the and one there, but going ahead under 2 minutes to play, the Wolves up 191. Say it again, Chinedu.
Closer.
Yes, ma'am. Edwards, 43 points, 7 rebounds. Let's take a listen to Ant after the game.
I mean, I lost to these guys last year, you know, and they are the defending champs. So they're a hard team to beat. Great team. They got great players. They got the best player in the league with Nikola Jokic. To me, they got the best closer with Jamal Murray. The best three-point shooter with Michael Porter Jr. So it's tough to beat this team. It's not just my mentality, it's the team mentality. We come in and you know, we know it's gonna be a war. And you know, we just play within the game and just stay within the game. They make runs, we know we gotta make our runs and just fight, man. It's gonna be a fight.
So get this, Anthony Edwards, he joined Kobe Bryant in 2001 as the only players ever that are 22 or younger with consecutive 40-point playoff games, which is ridiculous. He is also the first player with 40 consecutive 40-point games, rather, in Timberwolves postseason history at any age. So
wow.
The last time the Perk was on this show, he said, you know what, Michael Jordan, Anthony Edwards right there. That's who we're comparing. But Anna said he actually wants us all to kind of back off, chill out on the MJ comparison.
Let him win something first.
Right. So we're going to do that. But I am going to ask you how you are describing Ant now that he's dropped 43 points on the defending champs.
Which you want one word? You want how you want it?
Yeah, let's do
you
one
want
word.
A word of the
what,
day?
Because I got word of the day.
I'm going with the word bowl, okay? B-O-L, bowl. And I'm not talking about bowl from the Phoenix Suns. I'm talking about this Serbian word bowl that means pain. And I'm glad you put up him alongside Kobe Bryant, because Kobe Bryant, he wanted to bring pain, and he brought pain to his opponents. That's what Anthony Edwards is doing right now to these guys in the Western Conference, especially the Denver Nuggets. He have you scratching your head as a head coach wondering, how can I stop this young man? We talk about his tenacity on both ends of the floor. You talk about his leadership, him putting the key in his guys' back to give them the confidence to say, you know what, we got this. We are the better team. Anthony Edwards, every time he step on the floor, he's trying to punish you and bring pain, bring bowl.
Our vocabulary all expanded today. I don't know about bringing bowl perk, but I do know that he's also defying the odds, right? The Timberwolves, they won game one. Minnesota, take a look at this, now has a slim chance, a slim favorite, right, to win the West. You can see how the rest of it shakes out here. Are they your favorites, Chennai?
Oh, that's a tough one for me. That's a tough one for me because, to me, styles make fights, and these are two teams that were, as we mentioned a zillion times, the Minnesota Timberwolves were built to rival the Denver Nuggets in a very, very similar style. This all hinges on the health of Jamal Murray. If he's not fully healthy, then I do think that the Timberwolves have the edge, because you saw that clearly that first half with 0 points, that's uncharacteristic. Even his overall shooting performance, was he like 6-for-14 or something? If Jamal Murray is healthy, they still are the team to beat. This is the problem, though. We've seen a trend with the Denver Nuggets that they've started off slow in games, whether it was versus the Lakers and now versus the T-Wolves. Against this squad, you can't afford to do that, because, again, I know we're talking about the 25 points in the first half by Ant. He leads the fourth quarter in points per game. They found a closer. They also have defense. They also have Naz Reid giving you 14 in the fourth quarter. You have Mike Conley, who found his offense too, giving you 10 assists. They're looking complete, the same way we've been talking about the Denver Nuggets looking complete all year.
Okay, so I can answer that question with one word. No.
Okay.
No. the Denver Nuggets are the defending champions. So until somebody knocks them out, they should be favored. They have a championship pedigree. The one thing I will say, they've never been behind. Like, we haven't seen them during this championship run have to come back from a deficit. We've seen them come back from a deficit in games. It happened every game in the Lakers series, and they're really good at coming back within a game. But in a series, when the pressure starts to build, especially against a quality opponent like this, I want to see what they're made of. They've certainly had playoff battles before they went on this run, where they got behind in series and came back. But the Denver Nuggets are the defending champs. Let's give them a minute to adjust. I talked to some of the coaching staff. They said they need to be more aggressive defensively and get off to a better start in the first quarter. Like, when you get away with it, right? When you get away with getting off to poor starts as they did in the Lakers series, it makes it easier to keep doing it. Well, they didn't get away with it, and they're not going to get away with it against Minnesota. Also, Rudy Gobert questionable in the next game for personal reasons. So let's see what happens if he's not able to go in game two.
Yeah, Chennai hit the nail on the head with Michael Malone saying, what are we waiting for? We need to play with a little bit more urgency. We can't just rest thinking we're the defending champs. These guys are coming for us. And offensively, Jamal Murray, but defensively, too.
Yeah, that's
maybe
true.
He looked a little bit of a step slow. But go ahead, Perk.
The Wolves are going to the NBA Finals.
Whoa.
They weren't just built to knock off the defending champs. They were built to win the Western Conference. And I understand Jamal Murray being injured, but who had the number one defense in the league this season? It was the Minnesota Timberwolves. And a big part of that, I get it, is Rudy Gobert, and he's probably going to win his fourth Defensive Player of the Year. But also, those dogs that they have on the perimeter as defenders. When you talk about Jaden McDaniel, you talk about Anthony Edwards, you talk about old school Mike Conley, they're not going anywhere. They make you uncomfortable. This is who they are. And when you have a guy like Karl-Anthony Towns, who has the his confidence is at an all-time high because you're playing alongside Anthony Edwards. This team has belief. Their head coach was sitting on the sideline in crutches, fresh out of the hospital. Like, at the end of the day, the assistant had to fill in, and it was no problem. Next man up, because we got this. I believe that Anthony Edwards is going to continue to be the best player in this series. I think he's going to continue to be the best player in the Western Conference, and I believe that with the all of me. I got the Minnesota Timberwolves winning this series in seven, and whether they face next round the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Dallas Mavericks, they're going to beat them, and they're going to the NBA Finals.
Wow. I mean, that's a bold prediction, Perk, but I do agree with you on this part. The Minnesota Timberwolves are kind of like my baby hairs, right? They come at you in waves. They are always coming at you in waves. And after game one, Nikola Jokic, he offered maybe a solution to the Wolves' game plan here.
To have a duplicate clone of myself, and then I can... You know, I can be fresh. When they sub another guy, I'm going to be fresh.
Yeah, simple, right? Yeah. Three Nikola Jokic's, which would be scary. But he made just 11 of his 25 shots in game one, dropping the Nuggets to 4-10 when he takes 25 shots in his postseason career. His 44% shooting was fourth worst in these 14 games. So that's the mumbo jumbo. Chinee, how sustainable is this for the Wolves?
Well, like, if we're talking baby hairs, when it comes to the Wolves, their defense is what they stand on, just like my baby hair. You can put edge control, they still gonna stand on business, okay? But when we're talking about this T-Wolves defense overall, I want you guys to take note of this. Jokic had 7 turnovers in this game, and that was because he had to go through 2 tough lines of defense. Not only Karl-Anthony Towns, but then look at the stunt game by Rudy Gobert, who's likely going to be Defensive Player of the Year. Aaron Gordon has been making his living in the dunker spot, and he was able to time and time, possession and possession, play to watch this. This is masterful. Not many people can do this. Guard away from the dunk, get a deflection on Jokic. For the first time, I think we saw that the Timberwolves defense, their defense that is number one, that has been standing on business, was able to speed up the Joker. They're going to have to do that time and time again in this series, but it was nonetheless very impressive.
In order to get the Wolves wanted to be able to get the Nuggets to lay down.
Lay down.
We're going to keep the metaphors of the baby hairs going. Still to come on NBA Today. Shanae, you mentioned some of the rap beats
yeah.
this weekend.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Pat Riley, he's entered the chat. He absolutely lit up Jimmy Butler in the Heat today. I mean, I might need
who's
a...
Drake? Who's
I don't know what's going on. The Heat is on for the summer.
The Lakers, their coaching search continues. Perk, he is a drastic suggestion for LeBron James. Prepare to be shocked. I know I was. And why Jalen Brunson has one player circled in this series. That's all coming up next. You're watching NBA Today.
Brunson's saying they're not like us, huh? Mm. Huh? No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Is presented by the powerful backing of American Express.
Janae, we got the two greatest words in sports on Sunday.
Game 7!
Game 7, baby. Paolo Banchero and the Magic taking on Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs. Remember, the home teams ruled the day in this series. And it was no different. Although Paolo Banchero, so impressive.
So he just reminded me of Gen Z. They way more grown than all of us when we were young. Because his game is so mature. I know, we'll see how it ends, if you guys weren't tuned. But still, his ability to show up at this age and lead them to the playoffs, impressive.
I really appreciate the commitment to the teaser there.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to ruin your highlight if this is your first
going
time.
Going to work. in just in case this was your first time, there would be more of that in the second half after struggling for the Cavaliers.
Look, Donovan is explosive. He is electric. And what I love in this game is that he was leading also. His teammates sometimes were up and down and he challenged them, but more so he challenges himself on every play. Who's going to get in front of that?
Look at the way he turned it on here in the third quarter. Donovan Mitchell up to 17 points, the Magic 15. So going ahead to the fourth here, where the Cavs really started to pull away. They're up six here. Donovan, heat check. Yep.
I mean, he did not want to go home. This is a huge game for him and the Cavs with as much as they've invested in this season. And I thought he played like a veteran. He played like a playoff veteran who's been here before.
Mitchell and Garland fired up there. And now the crowd is starting to feel it. And this is what they started to chant.
Oh, no.
You see how Donovan's kind of tempered
smart move.
Crowd?
Like, smart move.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Let's not poke the
walk before we run
for the leprechaun.
By the way, Donovan Mitchell, 89 points in his last two games, the most over a two-game span in yep. Cavs history. And you can see the Cavs trailed by as many as 18 points in the second quarter, making this the largest comeback win in a Game 7 in a play-by-play era. So the Cavs won their first playoff series without LeBron James since the 90s. That was before Donovan Mitchell was born, in case anyone was keeping track. There's a question as to whether or not he can keep this going against Boston, and understandably so, right? Yeah. But keep in mind, only Michael Jordan and Luka Doncic have a higher scoring average versus the Celtics and Donovan Mitchell. So, Perk, what do you see being, or who, rather, do you see being the best player in this series?
You know what? This postseason, we've talked about Jalen Brunson, and rightfully so. We talked about Tyrese Maxey, rightfully so. We talked about Luka, and we talked about Anthony Edwards. All those guys have been making powerful statements. The one person that we haven't talked about, it's Jason Tatum. And I understand he has a better, when it comes to the pieces around him, he have good or great quality pieces. But damn it, this round he needs to stand on business. This needs to be the Jason Tatum series, the warm-up before the conference finals and the NBA finals. Meaning I'm expecting him to go out there and cook, averaging 30-plus per series, and I believe that in the series, and I believe that he can. It's no knock on Donovan Mitchell. I think last series we saw him go against a feisty young Orlando Magic team, but now he's going against a Derrick White and a Jrue Holiday, who's going to bring the defensive intensity, but also the IQ defensively as well. But I'm looking at Tatum here to stand on business this series.
Yeah, I agree with you. He told me earlier this year he's ready. He thinks he's the best player on the floor every single night, and that's the mindset that he needs to have. And we know the Celtics, they're on to the second round, right? Jimmy Butler and the Heat, their season ended early after losing to Boston. It was a gentleman's sweep. And Jimmy Butler, he was in attendance for F1 Miami Grand Prix this weekend. And let's just say, he made it clear that if he didn't get injured, he thinks the East would look a lot different right now.
You got it?
Yeah.
One, two, three, action. If I was playing, Boston would be at home. New York, damn sure would be at home. Josh Hart, Josh Hart. What the that mean to me? Josh Hart.
Yo,
come on, man. Nah. I love Tibbs, but I don't want to. I love Tibbs. I love you, baby. I want to beat you.
Mm-hmm. So then, Pat Riley, he had time today. He had his media availability earlier where he made his thoughts on Jimmy Butler's comments crystal clear.
Is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? You know, if you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut and your criticism of those teams.
Okay. It didn't stop there, right? He called Tyler Hero fragile. He questioned whether or not what it's going to look like having contract extension conversations. Yeah. When I say he had time, Ramona, he had time. Sift through this for us.
So is he like the Kendrick Lamar in this? Is that,
He might have the ultimate receipt, so.
Like, this is interesting to see Pat Riley come out the gates with this much to say. Because he does always have a lot to say. He's very direct. That's why Pat Riley has been executive. That's why he's such a good executive in charge of everything.
Yep.
Because he says what needs to be said. This is how they've been feeling in Miami, I think, for quite some time. None of this comes because he listened to a clip from F1. Okay, this is from a weekend clip. This has been building up over the last year or two. Yeah. I mean, even to the point where, and I will say this about Jimmy Butler. He is playoff Jimmy, right? Yep. And he was not able to be playoff Jimmy this year because he hurt his knee. That's not his fault.
Right.
But he also wasn't available for a lot of the year. And I think there's this sense in Miami, like, if you are going to be not on the court, not right. available, if you're sometimes hard to deal with in a team setting, you better be worth it. You better show up. You better be worth it when it matters. And so this team, Pat Riley, he's not going to keep it to himself.
No.
Right?
No.
He's not going to keep the way he feels. Because Pat Riley, as we saw in Winning Time, like when he was younger and when he was on his way up, he did keep it to himself. And then when he took charge, he took charge. And that is Pat Riley setting the agenda for the Miami Heat. When we talk about Heat culture.
Right.
That's part of it.
But the part about it not being a secret or coming down to one clip, I think, is so important. Because Hero, Butler, Bam, they played 27 games together this season. They didn't even play 500 minutes. And it's not just this year for Jimmy Butler, right? 22 games missed last season, 18 the season before that, 25 the season before that. So, Kendrick, they start to add up.
Yeah. And guess what? You know what we say down here in the country about people like Pat Riley, those old heads, they old people and they stuck in their ways and they go tell the truth. And that's how he feel. And he's 100% right. Pat Riley wants availability and he want guys that are going to complete the mission. At the end of the day, it's all cool. And yes, going to the NBA Finals could be an accomplishment for any other organization. But when it comes to Pat Riley, who's been around since either one of us was born, it comes down to winning championships. And when he talked about Jimmy Butler, now all of a sudden you're thinking about that contract extension or what Jimmy might ask for. Is he worth it? Is he a number one option that could get you over the hump as we watching teams and young players grow and continue to get better? Can he rely on Tyler Hero to be quote unquote a third option, a reliable third option? Because as Pat Riley said, we haven't seen it yet. So at the end of the day, we're looking at something. They have a lot of questions that need to be answered this offseason. And maybe it's time for Jimmy and Pat Riley to come to the table and have that coming to Jesus meeting. I'm just saying.
Look, and going off of the OGs, the old souls, one thing I do respect about those guys who have built themselves up successful in the game is that what they say on the mic is what they will also say to your face.
That part.
And that's who Pat Riley also
preach.
Is. So overall, I mean, truth hurts.
Right.
Truth hurts in some ways.
You're talking about a guy.
He spoke a lot of truth. Yeah. And it might hurt a little bit, but it is the reality.
You're talking about a guy who's been in 19 finals.
Thank you.
Over 25% of the finals that have ever occurred.
Thank you.
Wow. The man knows a little something about winning. They have the right pieces, but if they can't stay healthy, his point is that it doesn't matter. They need them out on the floor to achieve what the Heat have become known for in the NBA, which is synonymous with winning. Up next, Chinee, you're not ready for this, I promise. I promise you. Perk has a suggestion for LeBron James that will stop you in your tracks.
Oh, dear.
We're going to react.
The bar for Perk shocking me is pretty high.
I promise he will clear it. Plus, Wemby's most memorable plays from his rookie year. We had to whittle down a very lengthy list to see which made the cut. And the wonderful Monica McNutt. She's joining
us on the show.
Tell us what the Knicks need to do to catch up with Indiana's pace. And if they can do it, we'll be right back.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Day.
NBA Today, presented by American Express.
Sixers on an 18-6 run. Do the Knicks have an answer now? They've not scored in 2.5.
Brunson, left side, front rim, gets the roll!
Maxey hits the deck. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! A flurry at the end of game two for the Knicks, and they win it.
This is unreal. You talk about a team that refuses to quit.
Let me tell you, we were all Monica McNutt watching the twists and the turns in the Knicks' first-round series against the Sixers, and with New York sitting just 4 wins away from their first conference finals appearance in 25 years, who better to take us through the next set of twists and turns, game one against the Pacers, than our very own Monica McNutt. Monica, thank you so much for stopping by, my friend.
Malika, you got me. I did not expect to see that again, but man, it takes me back.
We're playing it again and again and again. It is a highlight for us. Let's talk about some highlights for the New York Knicks, because if they're going to beat the Pacers, Monica, what are they going to need from Jalen Brunson?
Well, I'm not worried about Jalen Brunson rising to the moment. He's proven all year that he understands what the game needs, averaging that 36 points in the last 4 games versus the Sixers. But I also think it's important to note that he's willing to get off the ball, right? You'll look here, Isaiah Hartenstein emerging as a scoring threat since the latter part of the season and into the postseason is a big deal for the Knicks. He's a guy that looked to pass first. And here, ultimately, this play is going to end up in the hands of Josh Hart, who is someone who went from averaging less than 10 points a game, Malika, to 16 points over the first series. And so the Knicks role players are willing to step into gaps when teams are sending double teams or shading heavily toward Jalen Brunson's side. And yes, he is the hub for the Knicks, but he is also quite all right with passing the basketball and getting his teammates involved.
Okay, so on the flip side of things, Monica, the Pacers play an entirely different style of basketball. The hint is in the name of their team. What do the Knicks need to do? What does Tibbs need to do to get him out of their comfort zone?
Well, the Knicks are going to have to rely on their defense, right? And they have to take good shots, because if you take bad shots against the Pacers, baby, it's already an assist. They are off to the races. This team is looking to get across half court in 2 seconds or less, ideally, and that's off of makes or misses. But if you turn the ball over, like you see here, look at how many Pacers are attacking the Bucks relentlessly. There's pressure on the rim nonstop versus the Indiana Pacers. And again, that's off of a miss or a make. Here they are on the glass. That ball is out. Tyrese Halliburton is directing traffic, and even when the Bucks think they have matched up, whoopsie, you lose track of Obi Toppin as Bobby Portis is late to the action, and it's a high percentage opportunity in the paint where the Pacers have led the postseason with 30 points there per game.
You can't have a whoopsie when you're playing the Indiana Pacers. Janae, nope. Do you think that New York is going to be able to slow this down to their pace a little bit, or are they going to be trying to keep up with Indiana?
First of all, Monica, absolutely correct. We are all you watching these games, okay? But you mentioned something very important. It is the pace. And when she said that, it's actually true, and it is stark. So if you can look at this graphic, I want you to see the comparisons between the two teams.
Okay.
Because the New York Knicks, they are dead last in the NBA in pace. The Pacers are second, and I think they're like top two in offense. So yes, she says a miss for the Knicks is an assist for the Pacers. But there are other factors. Who's going to be the second best player in this series?
Yeah.
Because we know who their star players are, Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson, but they do it in two different ways. Will Pascal Siakam really go crazy? To me, that's going to be interesting. And then last but not least, rebounding is going to be so important. The Knicks did a great job rebounding the old boards. Now, will they carry that over? I believe they're number one in the NBA in a rebounding rate versus the Pacers being 24th. Can the Pacers rebound? And then also, can the Knicks control their misses?
Can we back up just 1 second to what you mentioned, Jalen Brunson versus Tyrese Halliburton? It feels like we haven't yet seen the best of Tyrese Halliburton.
True.
He had moments in that first-round series, but Perk, is this matchup as simple as whoever wins the individual point guard battle wins the series, or is it something else?
I'm not worried about that matchup. Jalen Brunson gonna win that matchup. I'm giving that to Big Body Brunson. The most important matchup in this series is Pascal Siakam, who I believe was the Pacers' best player last series, and his former teammate, OG Anunoby, who's arguably the best perimeter defender in the league. That's gonna be the matchup. Can OG Anunoby slow down and put the clamps on Pascal Siakam? I believe he can. Can he do the necessary things that he gave against the Philadelphia Sixers, 76ers on the offensive end? I believe he can. That's the matchup that I'm watching. I'm never worried about Big Body Brunson. He's going to do big body things.
I do worry about Brunson, not because of anything he would do, but maybe what the Pacers do to him. In the first round, Jalen Brunson was averaging 655 dribbles a game. 600. You know who the next one closest is in the league? Next closest, Anthony Edwards.
Oh, wow.
At 500. So that is so many more. That's so much of a load on Brunson. And if you have a team like Indiana with some quick guards and some people who can pick up full court, you just pound him full court, make him work even harder. Because you saw how hard he was working in the series against the Sixers. At some point, I know he's got the big body. I know you believe in him, Perk. Okay. But, like, at some point, you wear him down. At some point, if he's dribbling that much, if he's carrying that much offensive load, if you start picking him up full court because you have the horses to do this in this series, that's what you gotta watch for the Knicks, is him getting tired.
So I hear you on that, Momo, and I think that's a great point. The one thing that I will push back, though, is having been with this team all season long, Jalen Brunson has talked adamantly about preparing his body for this moment. And I'm not taking anything away from Nesmith and Nembhard and some of the guards that are you can defend with the Indiana Pacers. But I'm not necessarily going to put them ahead of a Kelly Oubre combo, Nick Batum, and Tobias Harris defensively in terms of what they could subject Jalen Brunson to. And so to me, the number, while it is eye-popping, the amount of dribbles, you got to remember that you're talking about the second slowest pace in the league. And so it's not always a whole bunch of dribbling in terms of high energy movement. Sometimes it's baiting defenders. And so Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, all of these guys have talked about preparing their bodies to be able to perform at a high level late in the postseason. And so far, we've seen that.
Okay, so we know the consistency, right, of Jalen Brunson. You can see the just eye-popping numbers over his last four games as well. That's where the Big Body Brunson nickname comes from. What about the X factor that you see in this series, Monica?
Well, I'm going to go conditioning, because in the last series, you saw the Knicks go to a very tight, snatched seven-player rotation. I think that they're going to have to get into the defense or get into their rotation a little bit more in this series. And Coach Tom Thibodeau is very mindful in his preparation of rotations matching up what else is on the floor. To me, Precious Achiuwa has a skill set that fits this particular matchup, and conditioning and rotations are going to be the X factor for the Knicks.
See, it's my X factor, too. Would I do more cardio than
everybody else
as well? Monica McNutt, always snatch, not our X factor, reliably making our show better. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks,
NBA
guys.
Today. Coming up, in honor of tonight's Rookie of the Year, Flo, we've compiled every jaw-dropping Wemby play from his rookie season. Fasten your seatbelts. We'd you go through a lot of tape.
So you think he's going to win? Is that what you're thinking?
I voted for him, yes.
He's going to win. I hope I'm not
Brandon Miller 3.
Any news.
Yeah, I don't think you're breaking it.
Thank you.
It's just a matter of if it's unanimous or not.
Yeah.
Correct.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Bucket? I'm a walking bucket.
Kelsey Plum.
I got clutch buckets.
No.
I got deep buckets.
No.
Easy buckets.
Girl.
I got it. You want a floater? Splash.
Splash. I need a bucket.
Oh, you don't need me. You need like a good neighbor. State Farm is there.
Ooh, State Farm can help with this. Just file a claim on the app or give us a call.
I get buckets and assists.
The NBA on ESPN, presented by State Farm.
I hate to say it, but I believe this in my soul right now. I wish LeBron James will retire. Not because I don't want to see more of LeBron James, not because I don't appreciate LeBron James, but I honestly believe deep down inside, the more LeBron James continue to play the game of basketball, the more it's going to hurt his legacy, and the more it's going to continue to hurt his GOAT argument.
Okay, so Perk was firing off takes this morning.
I guess.
Are you getting some? So we're going to give
like,
you a chance.
To
I know, he's coming up like this. We're going to give you a chance to explain before I stick Monica on you. Go ahead.
No. I want to hear it first, and
okay.
Then I'll explain.
And then you
it
get
afterwards.
A rebuttal.
I
All right.
Hear it first.
Monica, go ahead.
So I actually don't hate the argument, and I think we are entering that territory where does LeBron James want to be the veteran and helping guys grow, or is he still competing for titles, right? So I don't hate the argument, but I do think it dismisses how much he still has to give and how he is performing.
Thank you. Thank you, Monica. Perk, you my brother. You know I love you from another mother, right? Okay? But besides
sibling
LeBron
fighting.
James still having enough gas in the tank to be a great player in yep. the association, he still has something to play for that might even in his head, in his eyes, in his perspective, be bigger than basketball, playing with or against his son. You know, we've heard it the past few years, yeah. like that's what's driving him. That's motivation. That is historic,
yeah.
that possibility. And then on top of it, he still has a team that is capable of competing. I can't say it enough. If they did not draw the Denver Nuggets, this might be a playoffs that still has LeBron James. And then lastly, I'll say this,
Amen.
Even though he is metaphorically in Cancun right now, so is Steph Curry and Kevin Durant.
And
to me,
and Joel.
Yeah. Correct. But I'm talking about
yeah.
this generation,
oh, for
Katie,
sure.
Steph, and LeBron. We talked about the GOATs, right? Michael Jordan and stuff. And we talked about The Last Dance. To me, it's going to be so fascinating to see the last stand of those guys because they got bounced earlier than they have expected. They still have generational talent that they're trying to milk all of, is it milk? Oh, I don't know. What, it's squeeze, whatever.
Yes.
Squeeze all the
cow.
Juice. Thank you. Squeeze all
What's
the juice
it?
Out of.
Was that what you were doing?
But what I am saying is their response is going to be iconic in a way that we can see what comes from them as great players.
Okay.
We've still got stuff left, and I'm going to exit.
I am very rarely succinct, but
yeah.
I have four words.
Okay.
He is still great. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
He is still great. Like, LeBron James is still a great player. So I know what you're saying, Perk, because it is whenever they don't win and whenever they fire a coach, and, yep. and obviously that goes on his ledger yeah. as well, especially with the jumping up and down in that Denver series and the undercutting of Darvin Ham, and I think a lot of this is tied to him here. But LeBron James is still great. I want to see him play. I don't think he stops playing until he is not great, until he truly loses a step and cannot be that good.
Respectfully, right, Momo?
Yeah.
This is not Wizards Jordan before
no.
he goes. This is
not Kobe
James
in his last year.
Averaging 26 points per game and still can affect it in a different way.
So, Perk, we're going to hand it over to you for your rebuttal, but I'm just going to add this. Maybe the quiet part,
okay.
I don't know. No one who believes that Michael Jordan is the GOAT is going to change their mind. The end.
Yeah.
That is not something
that's
that
true.
You cannot,
are, true.
Nothing LeBron James, that stance for folks who believe that,
yeah.
I've never met someone who's changed their mind, but go ahead.
Well, it's a way to change their mind. Stephen A. has said numerous occasions that if LeBron James won another ring, he would actually consider changing his mind.
Consider.
And we know how stubborn Stephen A. is when it comes to the MJ conversation. But let me explain something to you. So how did, to all you sweet ladies, how did we get to this point?
Oh, bless
okay?
your heart, he said.
How did we get to the point why I even put that out there? I'm going to tell you how. Because our big brother, the legend, Michael Wilbon, went in on LeBron James, right, about the level of accountability. We know who is Michael Wilbon's GOAT. It is Michael Jordan. And what I'm saying is LeBron James has nothing else to prove. So when I talk about legacy, when we're talking about legacy with him, we're not talking about the 40,000-plus points. We're not talking about the NBA all-time leading scorer. We're talking about the GOAT conversation. And when he's putting on the Laker uniform, let me remind all of y'all, LeBron James said he would never cheat the game of basketball, and we believe that. right? So he's going to continue to play at an elite level. If he can't play at that level no more, he will walk away from the game of basketball. But if he's going to continue to put up those numbers in a Laker uniform, then what's the expectations for LeBron, elite LeBron James in a Lakers uniform? It's going to be championships. And every single season that he continue to go and fall short, guess what? It's going to be other stabs at him every single season. So I'm not saying that he can't go out there and average 25 or 28 points per game. All I'm saying is, why not retire when you're on top? We knew that Kobe could have went another 2 or 3 years. Kobe left on his terms because he knew the expectations of putting on the Laker uniform requires him not only playing at an elite level, right, but also him winning NBA championships.
Well, coming back to reality, because we don't really think that LeBron James is going to be retiring. We don't know what he's going to do. He's been very clear he needs to have take a little bit of time here. One thing is clear, they don't have a head coach. Where do they stand with that?
I think they need to find somebody that LeBron James and Anthony Davis respect.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, whether that's a veteran coach who's won championships, whether that's Ty Lue, if the Clippers don't get that done with him.
Seems off the table, right?
Seems off the table, but or whether that's J.J. Redick, who he's hosting a podcast with, and they clearly have a little bromance going. Like, they need to find somebody, because I don't think LeBron James is going to play that much longer. I don't think he's going to retire this summer, but they need to find somebody he's got a mind meld with, that he and Anthony Davis respect and are going to follow, because clearly it's going to be impossible for anybody to coach that team if the two best stars are not on board.
Okay, so let's go from one of the top players in the year to the top candidate for Rookie of the Year with a little top of the top. It's brought to you by ServiceNow. Monica, we're going to take a look at some of these highlights real quick of Victor Wembanyama ahead of him being, we expect, renamed Rookie of the Year. We're starting with top blocks. We needed a whole category for this, Remember, he goes up against Chet Holmgren.
Now, he didn't even extend his arm.
All right, well, here's his averages for the season.
God.
Let's get to the top of the top. We don't want to waste any more time, Director Kathy. It's that time.
Let's go.
This is the top blocks. We're starting Spurs versus Thunder, and we needed to put some Chet Holmgren in here just because we know he's going to be in the conversation.
In any other year, he would have won.
Well, he was winning it for the first couple of months.
He was.
And then what happened?
That guy.
What he closed in and then surpassed, just like he did on that shot.
Oh, my gosh.
This is just. The reach, how?
Recovery.
It was
the
forward force.
The second effort, yeah, everything.
Everyone in the league was trying to dunk on him this year, too.
That's Giannis.
That was the one for me.
Yep.
That is
that
Giannis
Antetokounmpo.
Giannis does that to people. People don't do that to Giannis.
Thank you. No. That was the one.
And then the man has handles, too. This is against the Grizzlies.
This is ridiculous.
The Sham God in your 7'5"?
Yeah.
Come on.
What?
Look at his hand.
That's the one that... That's the move that actually got Kevin Garnett out of his seat.
Feels like he's palming the ball every time because it's just so big.
What, the handles to the step back?
And then a lot of people over the first maybe 30 games, like, oh, his three, he won't be able to develop a three-point shot. He said, hold my not beer because he doesn't drink.
not 21 yet. A little Luka impression there, maybe?
Like, the way that he goes across, that is kind of a carry.
Let's go, dunk time.
Is it a carry?
I mean, yeah, this...
It looks
this
like it's out
space
of Space
Jam. This is Space Jam.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Monstars are here, and they are playing among us.
Ooh.
Like, yikes.
Perk, is it a dunk if you barely
just
have to get off the ground?
No. a dunk is a dunk. Look at Victor playing the passing
around
lane.
The
Let me tell you something. He is going to win the Rookie of the Year, and then every year after this, he is going to win Defensive Player of the Year.
And he probably will be
that trophy is going to be named for
him team this year
by the time
too.
He gets done.
Jalen Brunson, trophies may be made for him, but adding his name to one of the best rivalries in NBA history.
NBA Today is presented by the powerful backing of American Express.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step Back, brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sportsbook of ESPN. So tonight, it's going to start a new chapter in the long playoff rivalry between the Pacers and the Knicks. So let's take a look back at some memorable moments. 1994, you see here, the East Conference Finals, Game 7, Knicks trailing by 1:30 seconds left. Patrick Ewing.
This is kind of hard for Knicks fans to watch after what Tyrese Maxey did in that series. But they won, so it's okay.
Right. And then going ahead here, this is the 1999.
Oh, Larry Johnson.
Ooh, a year later, right? This is the Pacers' revenge.
Oh, yep, the shot. And then, yep, electric.
1999.
The foul, too.
And the game-winning free throws. And then finally, this is 2013. We have the East Semis Game 6. The Knicks were up 92-90. Carmelo Anthony. His dunk, right, was blocked by Roy Hibbert. The Pacers were 16 of the final 23 points to eliminate the Knicks. So get into the playoff intensity with ESPN Bet. New users get a bet reset, right, up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. The official sportsbook of ESPN is the only place to find exclusive offers from your favorite shows, personalities throughout the playoffs. You can download today. So I feel like now that the second round is getting underway, you can see the playoff bracket here. It's time for a little second round roundup.
Ooh.
Pick 'em here, Chinee.
Okay.
So let's start with Kendrick. The breakout star perk that you see in this series is who? In the second round, rather.
Jalen Brunson.
Are you sure?
Jalen Brunson. Oh, it's Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards.
It's usually
he's already
Brunson.
Starting. He's going to complete the mission. I'm sorry. He's already starting. He's going to complete the mission. That's why I got them winning the series against the Denver Nuggets.
Look, I know you normally will go Brunson, but we're here in the second round trying to think outside of the box a little bit, which is why I'm going SGA, who had 27 points per game in the first round. We all know that they're closer. There are plenty of closers, but he can prove he can be one.
People almost forgot about him because they won so easily.
Thank you.
Round.
What about closers, Shanae?
Okay, for the closer, I'm going with Jamal Murray. This is based off of what we had just seen. Now, he needs to be 100%, but two game winners or game closers, whatever the case is, Jamal Murray.
The theme of the weekend has been receipts. Jamal Murray has
them.
Perk?
Big Body Brunson. I messed it up. There you go, right there. Big Body Brunson. Damn it, he closed out Philly on the road. He's going to continue to do that.
What do you think? Most complete team.
Okay, and I mean, you come at the champs, you best not miss.
Yep.
So we've seen with the T-Wolves. I still got the Nuggets. But Perk, who do you have?
The opposite of the Nuggets, who they playing against
along
with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
One game has turned you.
Yeah,
Minnesota Timberwolves. Overreaction Monday. Here we go. Okay, the Minnesota Timberwolves
can't get in an 0-2 hole. The Nuggets,
right? They are a show. The cameras are always rolling on Minnesota. But, Perk, you know the cameras are always rolling here on NBA Today.
Uh-oh. What we do?
About a minute before the show, in a pretty serious battle. Rabbit versus the Fly.
Big ass fly.
Yo, Park. First of all, I haven't seen you move that quick in a while.
Oh my goodness.
Getting some chopsticks.
Park, did you try to spit at it at first?
What were you?
Were you trying to eat it?
He was like,
blow it away?
I need to see that one more time.
Oh, my God.
It was bothering me.
You're blowing the fly away. Is that what's happening here?
Hey, Kendrick, here's a question. Did you get it?
No way.
I don't know where it went.
He did not get it. But guess what, Perk?
He did not get it.
You always stay fly.
Really see what good. You did there. Enjoy tonight's games.
You gotta be quicker than that, Perk. You gotta